The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years' rest. Eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who stored up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Vanity of vanities. Are we vain? In front of God, I hope we agree, we cannot boast anything. No? Before God, we have nothing to boast. Nothing. God doesn't care if you're white or black, rich or poor, American or whatever nationality you are, God doesn't care. Nothing to boast. Your accomplishment? Before God, it is easy, supposed to be humble. Because we are nothing compared to God. It is only because He loves us and we were created in His image, that is what is important in the eyes of God. When we connect ourselves to Him in humility. Always remember the story of Christ between the Pharisee and the sinner. The Pharisee was boasting who he was, what he has accomplished, and this sinner, a publican, an ordinary person, said in a very far corner, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." The problem, sad to say, even though we should know that we should be humble before the Lord, we forget that. We think that just because we have done good things, that God would notice us. No. God will not notice you or love you more just because of what you have done. So please remember that, huh? Now also, the problem is, before God, we have nothing to boast. The problem is among ourselves, some people think that they are better than the rest. Just because they have a bigger house, more money in the bank. I'm sorry, nobody, again, in reality, nobody is better than anybody here. When somebody approaches me about an idea, and somehow this person or persons will think just because they gave money to the church that they can control me. Just because. See? As part of vanity. When you give money to the church, well, what is the saying? No string attached. You give it to the glory of God. Not to control the priest, not to tell the church what should be done, just give. But because of your vanity, your ego, your selfishness, you think that you can control the church. Say, like me, for example, I give everything to the order, 100% I give to the order. I may have my opinions, but ultimately, I obey whatever the order tells me. I will not let my own ego or arrogance or selfishness try to dictate to the order what must be done. No, it's not my place. Do you understand? No. So for example, ask yourself, as I ask myself every time, am I becoming vain? Giving importance, too much importance on myself. For example, again, I would like to insist the ugliness of abortion. When a woman, pregnant woman, thinks that her life is, her convenience is more worth than the life of the unborn, is that arrogance? Is that vainglory, belittling, discarding, dehumanizing the baby, the infant in her womb, just say, kill it. It's inconvenient. It will add burden to you. Don't worry about it. That's the problem with those who are pro-abortion. They are so into themselves, they forget the dignity of the unborn. Part of what's happening now. Too much vanity. And even us. How many of us are not happy with what we have? In my own family, my sisters had a nice place, 2 or 3 bedroom, nice place. I mean, coming from a third world country, it should have been fine. It should have been good enough. But no, later on, they bought a bigger house. And then when they had a bigger house, later on, they keep on changing colors. So what the heck is this? You keep spending money, renovating, spending money. For what? To express your own self, your ego, your self-worth? See, that's the problem with us. I don't know about you, but because of too much money, let's face it, even in our parish, just because here I am trying to save, people keep telling me, Father, you spend. Go ahead and build a bigger church, a bigger building. Spend. What for? For your legacy. Who cares? See, that's the problem with people. Just because they have money, they want to spend, spend, spend. Very bad, no? How about you? Why do you think there are so many parents working and working because their children pushes them to work, work, work because they want more, more, more? See, that's the problem nowadays. Too much insistence on selfishness, on self-worth, that they forget about what? About Jesus. Please remember, Jesus, who is God, was born in a manger. He could have created out of nothing the biggest, most beautiful palace in the world, in the universe. But he chose to be born in a manger, being born in the likeness of men. Why is it that even though we profess to follow Jesus, we are not imitating his poverty, his humility, his simplicity? See, that's the problem. There is no connection between our faith and in the imitation of Christ. We say we believe in Jesus, but as far as imitating Christ, somehow we are found lacking. Please remember, huh? When I see preachers or priests having too much money in the bank, nice cars, nice homes, even the Pope had to scold us. By the way, today is what? The feast of Saint John Maria Vianney. He was a very simple priest. Today is, please pray for all the priests. No, because today is Priest Day. Please pray for us priests that we continue to what? To remain simple. To imitate the priesthood of Christ. Because there are so many of us priests who are becoming more worldly. I told you already the reason why I became an Adorno. Because for me, just to feed me is fine. Because when I came here and we had so much money, salary and all the stuff, I said, I don't need these things. I just feed me, that's fine. A bed to sleep, a room to sleep in, you know. Because I realized there are so many of us priests, but Pope Francis said, driving BMWs, Mustang, and all those stuff. Priests. And even the popes had to scold us priests. How about you? Are you happy with what you have? Or do you have too much already in the first place that you're supposed to simplify? So my dear friends, vanity of vanities. Please be careful. Do not see yourself better than the rest. Do not think that you are better just because of certain possessions. And most of all, please remember that in front of God, please approach God with utmost humility. We have nothing to boast to God, but simply say to God when we pray, Lord, I need you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want you to be the center of my life. Please forgive me for putting more worth in worldly possessions, in my own ego, rather than glorifying your name. So please remember what we, the Adornos, believe and try to live by. And hopefully you are convinced of our motto, Ad Maiorem Resurgentis Gloriam. All for the greater glory of the risen Christ.